What kind of sufferings does a non-returner experience? What motivates a non-returner to become an arhat? Well, on a certain level, I wouldn't know. the recognition that one of the aspects of, instead of a non-returner, there's still that quality of asamimana, the sense of I, the sense of me. And when we have that sense of I, the sense of me, then we compare ourselves to others. And even when you've seen through the reality of identification with experience, a body-mind experience, and you still see the mind doing that, that is suffering. You know, sort of knowing better and still falling for it. Not in any gross way, not creating any conflict or major suffering around it, but still seeing that it's there and that habit still has a power over the mind. There's a level of suffering there. There's the suffering of desire for more refined experience. How it phrased in the kind of the what's called the fetters, it's that, say, yeah, that desire for fine material existence, and that desire for immaterial, sort of like that desire for more refinement, because that's the habit of the mind, is that what we have, we tend to underrate what we have and move to what we don't have. And especially in the mind that has relinquished a tremendous amount already, there's still that pull toward something that is more refined. And that sense of not being able to be fully content with what one's experiencing, and to relinquish that pull to something else, that in itself is suffering. It's a very interesting question, because it's, you think, well, how do we, and that in itself is the motivation to becoming an arhat, is to seeing the suffering, and even the refined, even the peaceful, there's still suffering. And recognition that one could be totally free, one could be totally awake.